My name is Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Byron York from the Washington Examiner. Byron, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what happened yesterday. The two Fusion GPS employees, the officials from Fusion GPS, said, you know what? I take the Fifth. I am not testifying. We would rather take the Fifth than testify on the Trump dossier. Where do we go?
Kind of an interesting development. You know, both the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee are trying to find out more about this Trump dossier, basically who's behind it was their big question, and then to what degree, if any, is the information in it valid. And so we do know that this company called Fusion GPS, Oppo Research Company, was doing this and retained this former British spy to look for dirt about Trump and Russia, and we know all this stuff. And so the House Intelligence Committee sent a subpoena to Fusion GPS and wanted to hear from three of their workers. And Fusion GPS on Monday sends back this outraged, indignant, offended letter that goes on for 17 pages about how Devin Nunes, the chairman, is just not a legitimate chairman, and it's not a legitimate subpoena, and on and on and on. And then darned if two of the guys don't come up to testify on Wednesday, and they didn't really testify. They sat down, a few questions were asked, they took the Fifth on everything, and then they were let go.
So, I mean, do you have a hunch of why? Like, why would you take the Fifth? Obviously, whenever we hear somebody take the Fifth, it's because they supposedly think that there's something incriminating that they could say. But you would think that an opposition research firm, even if they're trying to protect their sources, could talk a little bit about the process of what it's like to gather this information or something. But nothing. They've just gone full Fifth the whole time.
Well, Glenn Simpson, one of the founders of Fusion GPS, did speak to the Senate Judiciary Committee and did answer some questions, but refused to answer the question that the Senate most wanted to know, which was who was behind the dossier, who was paying Fusion, who retained Fusion to do this. So, I mean, there are some theories about why they will why they'll go to any lengths to conceal who's behind the dossier, and some of them have to do with business reasons. You know, if they give up the name of one confidential client, how would anybody ever, you know, hire them for confidential work in the future? To reasons of some sort of partisan cover-up, that maybe it involves some big political people. So nobody knows, but the fact is, so far, with Congress, Fusion is absolutely stonewalling.
Have Democrats showed any curiosity on this?
No, they haven't. As a matter of fact, at the session where the two Fusion employees took the Fifth, no Democratic members of the committee showed up.
Wow.
There was some Democratic staff there, and there was one Republican there who was designated to ask questions. One Republican member of the committee.
Byron, this whole document, if it's true that it served as the basis for literally everything we're dealing with right now in terms of these back and forths about Russian collusion and everything, has been very destabilizing since Election Day for the entire country, and yet Democrats are showing no interest in getting to the bottom of how we got that document?
No, I mean, there's two issues, of course. There's a question of, are the allegations in the dossier true? You know,
right.
which alleges all sorts of collusion between Trump figures and the Russians. And then, regardless of whether they're true or not, what's the provenance of the dossier? I can't believe I just said provenance of the dossier.
I was like,
anyway,
it's amazing.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is particularly interested, and I think this is extremely important. What we think we know is that when Christopher Steele, this former British spy who's paying Russians to get dirt on Trump, goes to the FBI kind of adopts the project. Now, you have to remember, this is in the fall of 2016, the height of the presidential election, and this guy Steele is working on an Oppo Research project that we think is funded by wealthy supporters of Hillary Clinton, and the FBI decides to pick that up. I mean, it does, as Charles Grassley, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, has said, it raises questions about the FBI's independence from politics.
Yes.
And that's the big reason that the Judiciary Committee, which has oversight authority for the FBI, wants to know what went on.
It's strange how many weird, uncomfortable conflicts the FBI has with Hillary Clinton, actually.
Well, it is, and I mean, we saw the president tweeting about that very recently, and we have seen a lot of reports, basically, that James Comey decided to exonerate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Before not just Hillary Clinton was interviewed, but before a lot of figures in the investigation were interviewed. And I do think that if you could get people to put away their partisan feelings for 10 seconds, there's a lot of agreement that Comey just terribly mishandled the whole Hillary Clinton thing by, one, coming out in July of 2016, making the case for indicting her, and then at the end saying, but I'm not going to charge her with anything. And then 10 days before the election, coming out and saying, you've reopened the case. I mean, these are things that, in retrospect, no prosecutor would have done publicly.
It was a mess. It was a total mess.
There's a lot of unhappiness with the way he handled that case.
Byron, in the time we have left, I just wanted to talk about this report from The Hill that showed that the FBI had evidence that Russian nuclear officials were involved in a racketeering scheme as early as 2009, and the Obama administration still let this Uranium-1 deal go through. Do you think that there's really something to this? Is this something a lot of people seem to be uneasy with this report?
Well, you know, I don't know about any Clinton connections to this, but it does seem that if the U.S. government has evidence of all the sort of corruption involving the Russians and uranium, that the Committee on Foreign Investment, which approved, this is a U.S. Government organization, the Committee on Foreign Investment, which approves this deal through which Russia is allowed to buy one-fifth of the United States uranium supply, that should be something they should know and take into account. And so, at minimum, it seems to me the story is one of these right-hand doesn't know what the left-hand is doing stories that are really quite serious about our government.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Senate Judiciary Committee looking for answers on that question. They've launched a probe into the Russian nuclear bribery case, and they want several federal agencies to disclose whether they did know what the left hand was up to.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, as always, Byron York, for stopping by. I look forward to talking to you again soon, sir.
Thanks, folks.
All right, and stay tuned. Coming up here, we've got the RNC co-chair, Bob Buducek, going to break down this Virginia race for us.
It's 7:15 at WMAL.